brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say, I hope it's real food for you. I hope it feeds your soul. Take a little time, if you can, take a little time when the program is over and just read through the scriptures again. Just read the ones for this day. Read them. See if they speak more to you. So today, the Wednesday of the first week in Ordinary Time, we're back to Ordinary Time. I don't really know any time that's ordinary, but I think for the church, it tags it that way. And so we read today, attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. God's here with us. God is speaking to our souls. Let's pay attention. The first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and then 19 to 20. During the time young Samuel was ministered to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day, Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. Didn't have glasses in those days. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And the Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Eli then understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep. If you are called, reply. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. God chooses his people. God calls him. All of us, for what we're to do. It may be just doing our job well, caring well for our families, and that's not little, that's big. Some get global recognition. If it's given to God, it's okay. If it's all me, 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 let God touch your heart. It's not about you, it's about him. He gave us life. Brothers and sisters, pay heed to him. Psalm 40 tells us today, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Could you make that part of your prayer every morning? I think I've said this to you before, but I want to say it to you again. "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will for this day." Do it day by day. "I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry." He waited. Do you notice how long he waited? God doesn't just answer us the moment we say, "Hello, God." "Bless the man who makes the Lord his trust, who turns not to idolatry or to those who stray after falsehood. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not, but then said I, behold, I come, I will follow you. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. I announced your justice to the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Can you say that to the Lord? Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. You don't have to be a priest. You don't have to be a sister. Please, if all of us could say to God every morning, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will, and then move to the things you know you have to take to, know that, trust him, but just say, Lord, just show me if there's anything you want me to do for you today. God hears you. You may not hear an answer for months, and then sometimes there's just a little whisper that you know isn't yours. God often, or he changes us through the circumstances. Or, you know, wherever we are at work, something happens at work, and you are a follower of Christ, then follow him as you care for whatever you need to do. Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will. Day in, day out, say it to the Lord. Just say it to him. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. I think I'd probably say, oh, well, now I have to be careful so you can keep serving me. But she, right away, the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. Can you imagine what that must have been like? He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, everyone is looking for you. He told them, let us go on to the nearby villages. Notice, he doesn't come into the town, but to the villages where the poor people were. To the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come. So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. My goodness, brothers and sisters, what would you have done if you were there at the time? Would you believe, or would you tend to say, this must be some kind of a hoax? This must have been planned beforehand. Or do you stop and say, Lord, is this you? Now, we won't see these kinds of healings, but somebody who was brought to the hospital to die and recovered. That's a little miracle. Always thank God, because he is the source of it all. Always thank him. I want to read to you a little bit from Dorothy Day, who's now a servant of God. She was a convert to Catholicism and the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement. And she writes, if it were not for Scripture on the one hand, and communion on the other, I could not bear my life. But daily it brings me joy in this sorrow which is part of our human condition and a real very real and vital sense of the meaning and the fruitfulness of these sufferings. You know, when you are suffering something, take it to God. Just bring your happy things, bring your needs to Him, and just say, Lord, help me. Please help me. Would you heal me? Please help me. Just ask that until you're healed. Thomas a Kempis, a mystic, not at all in fashion now, said that in the cross is joy of spirit. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. There is no one, think of this, there, and it's true, there is no one who is not bearing a cross of some kind. My grace is sufficient. God promises us. Brothers and sisters, God's right here. Right now, as you're listening to this program, God is right here with us. And God has compassion with us. It is a word meaning to suffer with. And if we all carry a little of the burden, it will be lightened. If we share in the suffering of the world, then some will not have to endure so heavy an affliction. It evens out. What you do here in New York, in Harrisburg, helps those in China, India, South Africa, Europe, and Asia, as well as in the oasis where you are. You may think you are alone, but we are members of one another. We are children of God together. Brothers and sisters, how much do you think of that? When I'm praying, I just sometimes say, Lord, I offer these prayers for all the people in Canada or by province. I ask God to bless them, or here in the United States. And I pray especially for people in Africa and the countries that are facing great difficulty, the countries that have known such hardship. And I unite my prayer with them. I just say, Lord, you know all these people. You know them far better than I do. I don't even know them, but you know them. And I want to pray for them. Make that part of your prayer every day, even at the beginning or the end of your prayer. Lord, please use this prayer to benefit those who are so in need, along with whatever intention you may have. Offer it to God. He will not turn away from you. He will hear you. Brothers and sisters, we can bring so much to people all over the world. Maybe a women's group or a men's group together doing that would even be a greater blessing, to come together to pray for the people in Nigeria or some other part of Africa or China, people where people are suffering. You can name the country you want, but please pray for them. Let us encourage them by our prayer. Because when I say you are being prayed for, this is being sent all over. I don't know how far, but it's many countries. And God wants you who are in difficulty to know you are being prayed for. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.